Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch here.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era music. And before we get to today's topic, there's some top of the show business I'd like to mention.
What do you got, my friend?
Okay, do you remember the track you played from the last episode from Gokujo Parodius?
How could I forget? Brent, I remember every track from every episode we've ever done.
Right. Loving Farewell. And of course, you couldn't forget that, right? Loving Farewell.
Right. It's very romantic.
So that's the ending song to that Parodius game. It's actually the ending music to Gradius 2.
What?
Yeah, they just, you know, used it in that game.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just wanted to point that out. And so whatever the composers were that we mentioned on that episode,
sure.
It's actually the composers of Gradius 2.
I see.
And that's that. And that's pretty much it. I only wanted to also mention that this Saturday in San Francisco, January 21st, at 5:30 p.m. at the Hemlock Tavern, we are doing our Mame That Tune video game music game show. Okay?
One night only, you will have a chance to participate and be a Legacy Music Hour Mame That Tune champion.
And we have some guest comedian contestants also. Sal Kalani, Jeff Reitman,
right.
And now Jesse Fernandez.
Excellent, excellent roster.
And there'll be prizes.
Okay.
Okay. I can't say that they're great prizes, but the prizes nonetheless.
Well, the winners of the last Mame That Tune contest walked away pretty happy, let me tell you.
Actually, the last time we did Mame That Tune, they got the winner got a sealed F-Zero for Super Nintendo.
Unopened original.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the prize is might not be as good this time.
Don't play, Brent. Come on. Come on, Brent.
It's not about the game. It's not about the prizes. It's about the pride. And it's about winning.
And about carrying that title of the champion for the Legacy Music Hour, Mame That Tune.
That's right. So make sure you get there around 5:30 so you can sign up. When you sign up, you'll be we'll draw names to see who competes. There's only going to be three audience members that get picked to play this Mame That Tune game. Mame That Tune, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is Name That Tune for video game music. And then also, but we will also draw people to participate in the dance battle that
right.
We'll have, and then also the VGM karaoke. So, and if you want to have prepared lyrics to come with, write some lyrics.
Absolutely,
submit for the contest. An audience will judge you on that, and then there'll be a dance party following the game show.
Right.
Okay. And the dance party will last about an hour. Rob will do about a half an hour of music, and I'll do about a half an hour of music.
I will be judging everybody dancing
during
the dance party.
Yeah. And I'll be judging you and what you play. And so, again, that's if you know anybody in the San Francisco area, again, it's this Saturday, and you can purchase tickets online now. And there's information on legacymusichour.com.
Check out our page, please. Or on our Google+. We update that regularly.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Let's toss out our sponsor.
Okay, let's do it.
Our proud sponsor, Destiny Games, 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548, or visit them at destiny-games.com for all of your gaming needs, modern and legacy.
Anything else you want to mention before today's topic?
I think I'm just ready to get into it.
Okay, let's do it. So today's topic is ninjas. Ninja games. Yeah.
And I'm surprised we haven't done this yet.
Right. I mean, I guess this is... At first, we were kind of thinking about maybe doing like a sort of martial arts episode, but then that's basically just beat-em-up games.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, basically. But this is more specific, just ninjas. So...
Right.
I don't know about you, but I have a whole like Shinobi cluster near the end of my on the end of my list, you know. And then, but you know, strangely, I didn't pick any Ninja Gaiden tracks actually.
Well, that's why I'm here to make up for that. But you know what? I only got one Shinobi track.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. And I try to keep I try to spread out the tracks among all the systems. And there might be a couple of tracks here that are unexpected. But that's part of the F-Switch M.O.
It's the F-Switch way.
Exactly. So I'm going to kick things off with a track from Ninja Gaiden Shadow, which was a game for the Game Boy. And in Japan, it was released as Ninja Ryukenden Matendro Kessen, Legend of the Ninja Dragon Sword Game Boy Skyscraper Showdown. Okay. And it was originally planned to be a Game Boy adaptation of Shadow of the Ninja.
Oh, okay.
This is, of course, a Tecmo title. I do not have a composer, but the track I will be presenting first is the title track.
Okay.
Ninja Gaiden Shadow for the Game Boy.
Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden. Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden Shadow for the Game Boy. So that's some track, huh?
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that. What a way to kick off the Ninja.
You know, it's interesting that this was meant to be an adaptation originally of Shadow of the Ninja because, you know, Shadow of the Ninja is not a Tecmo game.
Right.
It's a Natsume game.
Right.
I wonder what their deal, how they, you know, work that out. I'll investigate it and report back on the next episode.
Well, I'm looking at the, we're watching the intro, right?
Yeah,
and that's pretty cinematic. That's a trademark of the Ninja Gaiden
games. Yeah, those sort of cinematic cutscenes and stuff. Yeah,
which is just it's still pretty cool that they were able to do that on the Game Boy. Although I'm sure that must have blinded some people. Some people must be blind by now. Trying to watch that, especially I'm watching the gameplay right now. That is hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you get used to it, you know. Okay, well, I'm going to start my set off with...
Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project.
Right.
This is for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And this is a soundtrack that I've kind of overlooked, you know. I just recently started to explore this soundtrack, and it's really good. Some really good tracks in it.
Interesting.
And the track we're going to hear, we'll be hearing from this game in future episodes, because I really like a lot of the tracks.
Okay.
The track we're going to hear is Scene 1, and music is composed by Yuichi Sakakura and Tomoya Tamita, as well as Kozo Nakamura. And Kozo Nakamura... worked on all of the Turtles trilogy on Nintendo. Okay, for anybody who cares, Ninja Turtles 2, if there is there are some original compositions for it that were only for the Nintendo version that weren't in the arcade version, and Kozo Nakamura composed that, and then he worked on this game, and he also did Part 1.
Right.
All right. It seems as though Kozo Nakamura is the main Turtles guy for Nintendo.
Is Big turtle.
Yeah. He's the big turtle.
The big turtle.
He's the big turtle.
Right.
All right. Scene one from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project for the Nintendo. Music by Yuichi Sakakura, Tomoya Tomita, and Kozo Nakamura. Scene 1. What a great track, huh?
If that track doesn't make you say cowabunga, I don't ever want to talk to you again in my life.
This is such a good track. I really like the sort of high sort of hit, you know, in the melody, you know.
Right.
Here it's coming up in here, right here, coming. Didn't that work? I like that. That's so cool. I like that. It's not the melody, but it's just a nice little, just really nice little accent, you know.
A little sprinkle of flavor there. Yeah. That's what that is.
It's a good track. This whole soundtrack, it's really good.
And of course, it's got the little Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit of that.
A little quote from the original, from the TV show.
Well, you pay homage to... Yeah. The ones that came before you. That was the beginning. That was the founder. I am going with Ninja Gaiden 3. I'm just gonna go all out. No. I take it back.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna lay back on that one for a second.
All right.
I am gonna switch it up and go to Sega Genesis, and let's go Three Ninjas Kick Back.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think barely qualifies for the Ninja episode.
Yeah,
it's not your. They're not the classic ninja.
Yeah, they're more just like karate guys,
karate kids. They're children.
Karate kids, yeah.
And come on, ninjas are not real. There's no children ninjas. I mean, maybe there were ninjas in training that were children. I guess all ninjas were children at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not all children are ninjas.
Yeah, I mean, ninjas aren't born men,
right? But these kids are ninjas, and they did kick back in the movie theater. I never saw that movie, by the way.
I don't think
the
I saw
The Three Ninjas series.
I don't think I saw it, but actually, I think I took an animation class once with, a kid who was in a movie called Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas, right.
Yeah.
I think it was Three Ninjas, which was the big hit, and then I think Three Ninjas Kick Back was the second one.
Yeah.
Maybe Surf Ninjas was the third one.
No. I think they're separate movies. Yeah.
Oh.
I can't actually even remember now if the kid that I took the class with was in Three Ninjas or Surf Ninjas.
Right.
You know.
And then I think there was Ninjas Go to College. I think that was the third one.
Yeah, Ninjas Go to Camp. Right. Ninjas in Space. Ninjas Go to Jail.
Ninjas Go to Jail. I like Ninjas Go to Camp.
Ninjas Meet Ernest. Ernest and the Three Ninjas.
Ernest and the Three Ninjas, yeah.
Three Ninjas Save Christmas.
Yep.
Three Ninjas in a Half Shell.
So this is a Sega Genesis track. The composers for this. So this is Western composers. Do you have any Western composers on today's show?
I don't think so. I don't think I do, actually.
Okay. Yeah, somehow I always represent the Western.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a real Western boy.
When you don't...
this is the Western edition. You're the Western addition to the Legacy Music Hour.
That's it. Or do you know the Pet Shop Boys?
Sure.
West End Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Jason Page and Richard Joseph are the composers. And here is a track from The Three Ninjas, Kick Back. Three Ninjas, Kick Back. And that is for the Sega Genesis. Composers, Jason Page and Richard Joseph. It's a fun track right there. And by the way, the third Ninja movie was Three Ninjas Knuckle Up.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know there was another one.
Right. It was a trilogy. Three Ninjas, there were three Three Ninjas movies.
Right. One for each ninja.
Right.
And then there was Three Ninjas and a Baby. Remember that one? Okay. I'm going to play some arcade track next.
Oh.
Okay. This is from Legend of Cage.
Okay.
And this is a Taito game. And, a listener of ours named Ed, he's been sending us arcade soundtracks.
Right.
And so this one comes courtesy of him.
Thank you, Ed.
And this is background music one, the main theme, Bridge. And it's music composed by Hisayoshi Ogura. And it's, again, it's Legend of Cage for the arcade. From Legend of Cage for the arcade, music by Hisayoshi Ogura, and that was BGM1 main theme, Bridge.
I love that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Have you listened to the whole soundtrack?
What?
Have you listened to the whole soundtrack?
Yeah, it's pretty short. There's only one other main background piece, and it's a pretty short soundtrack, yeah.
And by the way, that's Cage with a K.
Cage with a K.
Keeping score.
Yeah.
That's from our friends at Taito.
Yeah.
Well, not really our friends. Revenge of Shinobi. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I had a track, an alternate track lined up for that.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to be playing on the show, but maybe you'll be playing it. I don't know.
We'll see. This game, of course, is one of the all-time Sega classics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And composer is Yuzo Koshiro, who we've heard from before on the show many times.
Sure.
Several times, in fact.
And in different lights, too, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of more, in a more of a classical light with ActRaiser and more of a dance kind of techno kind of light with Streets of Rage. And also with sort of just really classic video game kind of Nintendo sound with Legacy of the Wizard.
Right. The Revenge of Shinobi was published in Japan as the Super Shinobi.
Right, right. It's part of the Super Shinobi series.
So this is a game released in 1989, and the track I am playing for you today, Long Distance, by composer Yuzo Koshiro. Distance from the game Revenge of Shinobi by composer Yuzo Koshiro. Surprisingly, a short track.
Right. I'm going to play something from Shadow of the Ninja.
Okay.
And this is music by Iko Mitsutani and Koichi Yamanishi. And this is stage one. And I mentioned this, I think on the last episode that I started playing this. And this is a Nintendo game and Shadow of the Ninja. Music from Shadow of the Ninja for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music by Iku Mitsutani and Koichi Yamanishi. This is stage one.
What studio does this game come from?
This is Natsume.
Reminds me of Castlevania.
You know, it reminds me of Konami. It sounds like Konami.
That's totally.
Sounds very Konami to me.
Oh, yeah.
I like this part a lot. This is my favorite part. I like the bass line.
Right.
This is cool. It almost sounds like a ride cymbal or something like that during that part in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It's like a ride cymbal happening. I don't know. Or I don't know. Maybe like a splash cymbal or something like that. Yeah, this kind of reminds me of some sort of like Contra-esque type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, just very Konami. Yeah, I could see the Castlevania sound to it too, yeah.
How do you think a ninja would fare against Dracula?
Well, if he had wooden stars, I guess, or something.
I guess I wouldn't boast to have my help, but I don't know.
I mean, he could do it. I think he could do it.
By the way, this game was it was one of the first games that had the male and female team in the history of video games.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, okay, huh.
That was featured in Nintendo Power.
Okay, wow. Okay.
So that's interesting. And this was what Ninja Gaiden Shadow was based off of.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I am going to play Ninja Kun Ashura no Shou. Is it Japanese?
You pronounce that, though, like Chinese or something like that.
I think I did.
You're like, wow. Shou or something like that. You know, that seems to me like a...
Ninja Kun Ashura no Shou. Shou. I think that's how you say it. This is a 1988 track for the Famicom Japanese game. Here you go. Ninja Kun Ashura no Shou. Shou. Ashura no Shou. I think that's how you say it.
Shou.
Shou. Shou.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the gameplay. It looks like your primitive side scroller. Although it's very cutesy. Whenever you kill an enemy,
uh-huh,
their eyes bug out.
Oh, is that
cartoon
true?
Cartoon style. And uh-huh, they disappear. It's very, very cutesy. This almost sounds like a ninja greeting card.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were going to send a card to your ninja buddy,
yeah,
it would be this. He would open it up and, you know, some shurikens would fly out.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be a ninja snow globe.
Snow globe?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You shake it up and there's a ninja spinning around.
I mean, it's funny. Right. On skates, with skates.
Right.
Ice skates.
Yeah. See, this part to me sounds really like a greeting card right there.
Right. When you first said snow globe, I actually thought you said snuggling.
Ninja snuggling?
Ninja snuggling. and that made total sense to me.
Oh, this
sounds
be...
like ninja snuggling music, right? Kind of?
Totally.
Ninja kind of, yeah.
You know what else? That first part, could you start it from the beginning again? You know what this says to me right here?
What?
Ninja graduation music.
All right.
When you're walking down,
uh-huh,
to get your ninja diploma.
Yeah. And when you have to start to decide, you know, what are you going to do with your life, you know, as a ninja, you know? Like, are you going to go to college?
Right.
I mean, no. You just graduated from college. I mean,
oh, there's a ninja college.
I was thinking high school for some reason, but no, okay. You're right. College. So what are you going to do? You going to get a job?
Right.
Or are you just going to be a bum? Hanging right around watching, you know, getting up at 2 in the afternoon and eating cereal and wearing a robe.
Just getting high off of your own smoke dust.
Yeah. Hey, you're just going to be doing smoke bombs on yourself?
Yeah. All you do is smoke bombing yourself.
Yeah. It's like it's a real, like, this is the moment in which a ninja has to grow up and, you know, start to be a man.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, if any...
Is he going to keep that baby or what, you know?
If any ninjas are listening, please don't sneak attack us and stab us with shurikens.
Well, it wouldn't be the grown-up thing to do.
Definitely not. Not
with
these.
Let's be mature ninjas about this and, you know...
Not what they teach at Ninja Preparatory.
What would the ninja graduation speech be like? Ninjas of 2012. Graduating class 2012. I don't know.
You know, it would be It'd be cool as if they all threw shurikens in the air afterwards. I'm sure a couple people would die, but still, I think instead of throwing
their hats, yeah.
Throw up shurikens.
Yeah, I like that. I like that image of the graduation.
Yeah,
like a bunch of ninjas sitting in a rows and rows of graduating ninjas. Yeah, you know?
Pose taking pictures with each other.
Yeah, hugging and stuff.
Yeah,
crying. Like their entire face is covered except for the eyes,
right.
And you just see the tears coming out. Like their face masks are all getting wet and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Or they're like wiping themselves with their face mask.
You know how you're supposed to walk down the podium to get your diploma?
No.
They're just appearing out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. They're like spinning. Or they're like those, and then when they get the diploma, smoke bomb.
Right.
They're out. Yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah. Well, they're sitting back in their seat all of a sudden.
Right. It's a ninja graduation.
Yeah.
Ninjas of 2012. That's great.
Okay, well, I'm going to play something from Zen, Intergalactic Ninja.
Okay.
And this is kind of an obscure game, but I actually played it before. It's a Konami game. And I actually played it at a friend's house recently. And it's pretty cool. From what I only played the first couple level or so. Oh, actually, I think it's... Not the first couple levels. I've only played a couple levels because I think you can do a stage select on it. But Zen Intergalactic Ninja, and actually one of the composers from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 actually worked on this. Kozo Nakamura, who's credited as Nakamura. Actually not just one of them. All of the composers from Ninja Turtles 3 worked on this game as well. Kozo Nakamura and also Yuichi Sakakura, credited as Sakagon, and there's also an alias on this, and I couldn't figure out who the alias belonged to, but it was T. Tommy, and my guess is that T. Tommy is an alias for Tomoya Tamita.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing all three of the Ninja Turtle 3 guys worked on this game.
Okay.
In addition to those three, there's two extra composers as well. Junichiro Kaneda, who's credited as J. Kane,
mm-hmm.
and also Ayako Nishigaki, who's credited as Aya-chan. So you've got five composers here, and three of whom worked on Ninja Turtles 3. Okay, so the track we're going to hear is Acidic Forest. And it's from Zen Intergalactic Ninja for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music from Zen Intergalactic Ninja. This is Acidic Forest from composers Junichiro Kaneda, Kozo Nakamura, Ayako Nishigaki, Yuichi Sakakura, and I'm guessing Tomiya Tomita.
Interesting.
But yeah, it has a very different sound than the Ninja Turtles game, though. I like the beginning of this the most, actually. It's part right here. I like this part a lot. It's got kind of like, it's got this tom-tom sort of drum beat going, you know?
Yeah.
I like the sort of voice going like... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, the kind of background voice doing that. Thank you. So it's kind of neat how there's like this weird sort of breakdown after this part that just where there's not a lot happening melodically, but right here, yeah. Just like a little waiting period right here. Dun, 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 dun. You hear this? Watch it. Here's it. I like that. Yeah, did you hear that? That background voice?
I like that. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you know some of Zen's superpowers?
I know that the hair. You use the hair to grapple onto things and stuff. Yeah.
Well, he has a mental ability where he can dematerialize food with his mind.
Oh, okay.
So that he can eat.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also have not so mainstream ninja track.
I thought you were going to say, I also have the ability to dematerialize food. Is that what it is? Dematerialize?
Dematerialize.
Yeah, I thought, it's, you know, I also have that ability, but...
No, I had nothing more after that. Nothing more. I have not an intergalactic ninja. I am going with Zool, mm-hmm. ninja of the nth dimension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nth.
Yeah.
Ninja nth.
Mm-hmm. The nth.
Nth.
Yeah.
That's, what does the N stand for?
Stands for?
Ninja.
Ninja.
Of course. Of course.
And it's for ninja.
This is a game that... was released on the arcade, on computer systems, and SNES, Mega Drive, Genesis, Master System, Game Boy, DOS.
I actually listened to the Nintendo version.
Okay.
Yeah.
I chose a track from the Genesis version.
No, I listened to the Super Nintendo version, actually, yeah.
SNES version, right.
Yeah.
Composers for the soundtrack are... Patrick Fallon, and one of my favorites, Matt Furniss.
Mm-hmm.
The track I decided to pick for today, let's go with Worlds 2 and 6, Music Carnival. Zool, ninja of the nth dimension. You know, he's actually supposed to be a gremlin.
Uh-huh.
And this was the company who produced this title was Gremlin Graphics.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's a gremlin, and this was supposed to be the rival to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
That was what they were going for.
And in case anybody's wondering, there's no relation to the... character from Ghostbusters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Fun track right there. Again, another not thought of a track or title when it comes to ninjas.
Right.
All right, I'm going to play something from Ganbare Goemon. Well, from the Ganbare Goemon series. Okay, I'm going to play from something from the fourth installment. The first, by the way, was the only... The first one was the only one released in North America.
Okay.
And under the name Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Right.
Okay. But all the other ones were released in Japan only.
Okay.
And so this is the fourth one. This is Ganbare Goemon 4. Kira Kira Dochu Boku Ga Dancer ni Nata Wake, which I guess loosely translates to the glittering journey, the reason I became a dancer. So, Ganbare Goemon, the glittering journey, the reason I became a dancer. This is music by Kazuhiko Uehara, Yuki Morimoto, and Tomoya Tamita. This is the third time we've heard from Tomoya Tamita, although I'm kind of speculating about the Zen game that he worked on that. The track we're going to hear is Water Moon Cliffs. And I think this track is it's pretty different from the tracks we've been hearing. You know, we've been hearing sort of... Well, no. Actually, no. That the graduation speech one, that one was pretty different from
right.
the stuff
yeah,
we heard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But this has got a different vibe from that, too, actually, as you'll see. It's a little bit on the repetitive side, but... not really. I mean, just the chord changes are kind of repetitive, but it's a fun track, though. And so so here we go. Music from Ganbare Goemon 4 for the Super Famicom. Music from Ganbare Goemon 4. This is Water Moon Cliffs from composers Kazuhiko Uehara, Yuki Morimoto, and Tomoya Tamita. And like I said, the chord changes are kind of repetitive, but I don't know. Actually, this surprisingly gets pretty stuck in your head, too. Yeah. I like this part a lot. This is my favorite part. Dun, 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 dun. I like that. That little...
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, this one definitely was getting stuck in my head. Yeah. I mean, it's also kind of cool music for a ninja game, too, you know? I mean, right. Of course, this whole series of games is, you know, pretty silly, you know? It's just, there's a lot of humor to it, you know?
I like that we've picked just a lot of not hardcore ninja tracks, like serious ninja tracks.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? We mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's about to get really serious for me, actually. No, I got the whole Shinobi cluster coming up.
Okay. It would be like a ninja having a squirt shuriken. You know what I mean?
A what?
A squirt shuriken.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Instead of being sharp, it squirts water.
Yeah, right. Totally, yeah.
Right.
Or the Ninja Star has a string on it, so he throws it at him and he just pulls it back. You know, it's like, yeah. I don't know.
I am going to go with TurboGrafx 16. Okay.
The game. TurboGrafx 16, the game.
This is a game called Ninja Spirit, also known in Japan as Saigo no Nindou. Here's a track from Ninja Spirit. spirit.
Weird track.
I love that.
I think it's cool. It's weird. Yeah.
It's a payoff at the very end. You're listening to all of that.
I mean, the whole thing is a payoff.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, listen to it. This is building up.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear the drums. By the way, Ninja Spirit for the TurboGrafx 16, first game in history to receive a 10 in EGM.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. EGM's first game in history to receive a 10, huh?
Yep.
Jeez. So it's just a perfect game.
Well, according to Crave Online, it's one of the top 10 ninja games of all time. And it said Ninja Spirit for the TurboGrafx 16 was a lot like Legend of Cage on the NES, except better in every way. Oh, here it comes. It's real melodic here.
Right. I like this part. Weird. It's weird. I like it, though. Yeah. I like it.
It's a fun track, man. Shadow of the Ninja.
Shadow of the Ninja?
Oh, Ninja Spirit, I mean. Ninja Spirit.
The Ninja Spirit lives on in the Shadow of the Ninja.
Shadow of the Ninja. That's right.
All right, so now I'm going to play some Shinobi stuff here.
Okay, this
basically
is...
basically like three Shinobi tracks.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Different Shinobi games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the big Shinobi blowout.
Shinobi blowout?
Big Shinobi finale. Basically.
By the way, you know the name of the character in the Shinobi series?
What? Who?
You know his name?
Oh, what is his name?
Joe Shinobi.
Oh, Joe. Oh, that's right. Yeah, his name is Joe, right.
Joe Shinobi. Yeah.
No, I don't think his last name is Shinobi.
I think it's Joe Shinobi. In Revenge of Shinobi, it's Joe Shinobi.
Really? Are you sure about that? I think it's like something else, like Joe Smith or something.
Really?
I don't know. Something like that, I think.
Okay.
I mean, look it up real quick.
All right.
Do you have any?
No. What's your track?
Okay. First, I'm going to start with Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master.
Okay.
This is music composed by Masayuki Nagao, Hirofumi Murasaki, and Morihiko Akiyama. And the track we're going to hear is Solitary. And this is a Genesis game. And is this the first Genesis I've played? This might be the first Genesis I've played.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. It's Joe Musashi.
Okay. Yeah, why would it be Smith?
By Joe Smith? Why would it be Joe?
Well, no, you know, that's his, like, alias, you know.
But you would think it would be...
Undercover alias.
Something like Ryu Musashi.
Oh,
or Akira Musashi.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, Joe is kind of a funny name.
This one.
Well, you know, sometimes a lot of people, when they come to you know, the United States, they pick, you know, sort of American names, you know.
Joseph Lawrence Musashi, the ninja.
Joseph Lawrence. Why Lawrence?
I just...
Oh, you just decided, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Joe F?
Joe F. Musashi. That would work.
Yeah. What about Rob F. Musashi?
Hey, now. I like that.
Rob F. Musashi.
Sure.
This is music from Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master for the Sega Genesis. We'll be right back. music from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master, Solitary, from composers Masayuki Nagao, Hirofumi Murasaki, and Morihiko Akiyama. Just some real good Genesis kind of quality stuff, you know? This part's the best right here.
This is a danceable track right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
I really love that second part of the piece, you know?
Right.
This is a little build-up situation right here. Building up. So good right here. I love that little break, you know? Did you hear that little break?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, I like how that has that little break, just a break in the song for a second, and just like, that's so good.
Shadow of the Ninja. I did that one on purpose.
Yeah.
I am going to close out my set with a little Ninja Gaiden 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Gaiden San.
It's like Shinobi 3 versus Ninja Gaiden 3.
Here we go, head to head.
Yeah.
Blade to blade.
It is.
Chuck to chuck.
Cutscene to cutscene.
This is Ninja Gaiden 3, The Ancient Ship of Doom, which was a Tecmo title for the original Nintendo Entertainment System in 1991. Composers for this soundtrack are Miya, Kaori Nakabe, and L. Shigeno. I chose for my closing track the closing credits.
Okay.
Here we go. N3, The Ancient Ship of Doom for the original Nintendo Entertainment System. That was closing credits.
It's funny how the way it ends with that little drum riff.
I picture the main ninja just jumping in the air, jumping for joy.
And it freeze frames.
Freeze frames,
yeah.
Freeze frames with his knees bent, mm-hmm. Arms up in the air. Celebration.
I love this part right here. This part right here. This is my favorite part. Da-da-da-da. So good. Those are so good.
I just love the way that sounds.
I just love this right here. You really like this part.
This is it right here. Man, hitting those high notes. Tecmo knows how to rock a sound soundboard, I'll tell you what.
Tecmo always has, or the Ninja Gaiden games, they're always just all about like these disco bass lines, you know?
Okay.
It's like boom, dum, boom, dum, boom, dum, boom, dum, boom, you know? It's totally disco-y, you know?
By the way, you know what cartridge I do have, but I have no means of playing it?
What's that?
Ninja Gaiden for the Game Gear.
Oh, okay.
It was on sale for 50 cents at the thrift store, so I jumped on it.
On Game Gear, huh?
But I don't have a Game Gear.
You're right.
But when I do get one, oh, it's on. I wonder if the music has changed and if they did anything special for that one.
Right.
It's just the adaptation of the original Ninja Gaiden.
Right.
But if anyone out there knows one for cheap, or I have some stuff for trade too. I got a pack of Marlboro Reds. That's got to be.
Wait, where'd you get those?
Big Al. Big Al gave them to me.
Okay.
Because he had to get some change, so he had to buy a pack of Marlboro Reds. I don't smoke Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
And he said, just take it. So I have a pack of Marlboro Reds.
In exchange for Game Gear.
Game Gear. If anyone thinks that's a fair trade, legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Maybe you should contact somebody in prison.
Prison. That's what I was just going to say. If anybody in a state penitentiary is listening to this, perhaps we can arrange something at the next conjugal visit.
I'm going to play something from Shadow Dancer, which we've heard from before on our program.
Okay.
From you. You played a track. You actually played the ending theme from Shadow Dancer, which is really good, and I would have wanted to play that.
That was back in our ending theme show.
Yes. Yeah. And and by the way, this is the second Shinobi game, Shadow Dancer. And the music is by Keisuke Tsukahara, who is credited as Tsuka-chan.
Tsuka-chan.
And so instead of the ending theme, since we've already heard that, we're going to hear stages 3-2 and 5-1. And this is from Shadow Dancer for the Sega Genesis. Shadow Dancer, music by Keisuke Tsukahara, and this is stages 3-2 and 5-1. Again, great Genesis kind of music, you know?
The best. By the way, I played the ending music in episode 20.
Free play.
Free play, exactly.
Okay.
I was testing you.
Right.
You failed me.
Name that episode. Name that chepisode. this is a cool track though. I don't know. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's almost it for our Ninja Games episode. By the way, this was legal for this episode, was Ninja stuff from other games that aren't necessarily Ninja games, you know? Mm-hmm. For example, you know, in Final Fantasy III, there's a ninja character.
Okay.
Could have used this theme, but these all ended up being all ninja games, though.
Yes.
But that would have been... So we'll just probably call this episode Ninja Games.
Because
at first I was going to do Ninja Games and or ninja portions of games. Because Gunsmoke has a ninja level also.
Well, this is news to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would have been doing that? Oh, you didn't know that? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to choose something from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, was there a ninja?
Ninja
is there
stays in Beauty and the Beast. Also in The Lion King as well.
Yeah. So, Lion King 2, the Chinese thing.
Right. So the listeners missed out on that one. Thanks a lot, Brent.
Yeah, well, that's it. So for full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. It's where we post those things. And also, you know, we post pictures there too. If you guys are in
there. And check out our Google Plus. We got videos coming.
Uh-huh. And we should have a video up on, got a new video up from the last dance party that we did.
Right.
I think we'll be putting that up soon.
Sure.
All right. And again, this Saturday, tell your friends.
San Francisco, it's going down.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should be a fun thing.
It's going to be a fantastic time.
I'm going to actually do a little bit of a test run with Rob right after this recording.
Mm-hmm.
To see if, you know, a little test run of all the tracks and stuff.
And I will crown myself champion, and then I will be ready for Saturday.
Yeah.
To take on all comers in an 8-bit challenge match.
Well, you're not really competing, right?
Oh, right. I'm not. I'm just...
But, I mean...
I just want to get the listeners pumped.
Yeah, okay, good.
Getting that mindset.
You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Or you can give us a call, 281-SONIC-91. Text us, leave us voicemails. We love getting all the correspondence.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
It's fun, it's a blast, and we're glad that there are a lot of people out there listening and having a blast and having a good time listening to these tracks like we are.
Yeah. And I like, well put.
Absolutely.
I like, and also next week's topic is water and underwater.
Right.
So mainly like underwater levels, but, or if water is prominently featured in the level, you know, like a water level.
Exactly.
Basically just water.
Water.
Underwater. Water. Water and underwater. Okay. So check that out for next
H2O. Week. It'll be an H2O episode.
And... now we're going to leave you with from the original Shinobi game, but not the original, because the original Shinobi game is an arcade game, but this is the Sega Master System version of Shinobi. No composer on this that I have. I mean, Sega Sound Team is the best I could do for composer on this, but this is the bonus stage music for the Sega Master System version. Which is not, it's actually just, it's one of the levels in the arcade version. But in this version, it's the bonus stage. And I like this track. It's kind of funky and, it's funky and fun.
Funky fun.
And it's music from Shinobi for the Sega Master System. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Musashi.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Smoke.
Smoke, yeah. Graduation.